Oh, yes.
How did you know? Yes, it was nothing you missed.
I know. Sorry,
I thought you couldn't make it.
Okay, well,
oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's your clever ending. You're not getting any younger.
Well, I don't feel old yet,
sir. Well, you're not feeling it, but you're getting on there. You can't do the things you used to do. Can't buy out of the tree, old.
That's all right. But anyway,
I'm here today, Ricky. Thanks for
being here. Here's today, gone tomorrow.
That's what I say, don't I?
That's right.
Where
are you, Ricky?
Monday, well, thank you.
Did I
just go last night? Okay, it was last night. Yes, I'm always busy. I'm always busy. One way or another. Helping people, trying to help people, isn't I? Sometimes you succeed, sometimes you don't.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mr. Woods.
Yes?
Mr. Green.
Okay. Do you think? I can hear you quite well.
Yes.
Brought up
in the country.
Yes.
Place called Smallford.
Smallford.
That is right. Smallford. We called it.
Yes.
I was one of a family of 11 children.
Oh yes,
okay. And when we were quite small children, we would have to be up early in the morning and go to work in the fields. Sometimes potato picking, according to the season, sometimes stone picking, all sorts of things to earn extra few coppers. I married when I was 18. My husband worked on a farm, labourer, ploughing, hoeing, and all the rest of it according to the season. Yes. I died in childbirth with my first child. I was out in the fields. In those days, we had to work up to the very last moment. And then you were lucky if you had a doctor. Usually a woman in the village or someone would help.
Oh, that is interesting.
Both the baby and me died in a hedge.
Yes.
I have been here many years now.
Yes.
People don't know what we people had to suffer in those days.
Teddy, yeah. Yeah. We went over together, you and your baby in the spirit world. Now, did you bring your baby up in the spirit world?
Yes. And I have here now, beside me, my daughter. And if you could see us, we look like each other. I don't look any older, and she has grown up to a fine young woman now. My husband married again.
Yes.
And he is here, and we are often together on this side of life, but we do not live together, but we are together. You understand?
Yes.
I find it very funny coming to talk to you in this way. I hope you can hear what I say.
Jenny, did you, 7 years ago since you died, was it,
must be getting on now for 100 years, I suppose.
You remember what king was on the ring when you...
It was the queen. She was on the throne.
Oh, yes.
I once saw the queen. Yes.
Jenny, how do you bring a baby up in a spirit world like that? That would be so different from the earth, but how do you do it?
Well, as far as I can tell you, same as you would have done more or less on earth. Excepting, as far as I can understand, and my own experience, you don't have some sort of material, as you call it, ways. It's, I suppose, to do, really, you have to realize that it's the spirit that you are bringing up and educating and helping. It's not the body in the same way. It looks much the same. And it takes time, I suppose, like it would have done on earth, but it is, one is conscious, I suppose, in a way, of time, I suppose, in my case, it's because I was young and the child was new. I was given the joy of bringing the child up as if it were almost the same as on earth. Gradually watched her grow up and play with other children of the same sort of age and gradually go to school and learn various things that were considered necessary, you see?
Yeah.
And of course I taught a little things, and but I realized that I had no education. I couldn't read or write. I'd never been to school in my life. And I wasn't able to do much in that way. All I could help her with was to realize and to think of the right sort of things and to pass her time in learning and gaining all the knowledge that she could from others. But she and I were together in a nice little place, a cottage, which I'd always hoped that my husband and I would have eventually. But it wasn't to be.
Did
you ever come to our house? Well, no. Oh, no. I had to live with his parents.
Oh, you did?
Oh, shocking.
Jerry, what was your married name? Maybe you.
My name was Wilson.
Jenny
was? That's right, Jane. Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
And his name was Bill.
What are you doing that time? No.
I go now to all sorts of interesting places, and I have learned a great deal on this side, and I've educated myself, or been educated, I suppose you'd say. But the funny thing is, coming here seems strange.
It's your first time coming
here? And I can't seem to get hold of me, hold me real self. I find myself sort of like I was. You've got a cold. That's one thing we can have over here. No colds, nothing like that, no sickness, no illness, no nothing like that. Oh, it's wonderful.
Jenny, what is your daughter?
My daughter dances. And she loves music, and she's a beautiful dancer. Oh, she is really beautiful. You should see her. She's like a, what you call it, a fairy. Because over here, you see, they have great processions and great get-togethers or, oh, I don't know what you call them, pageants or something like that. And they have great sort of places where you go and all sorts of beautiful things happen. The music and the colour and dancing and, oh, it's very beautiful. And she plays in some of these here ceremonies, as you call them, you see. And she is really good, you know. I often wondered, you know, because I mean, I knew I'd never had a chance to do anything when I was on your side because of, well, I'd never been to what they call the theatre on your side. The nearest thing I ever went to was something not far from where we lived in the town where they had a company come. Some playing, they used to come in the town hall.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'd ever seen. And that was, oh, I don't know, quite know how that was that I went there, but I did.
What was your hair?
Then there was Bishop's Dorfus.
Oh, John, that
was Bishop's Dorfus.
Jenny,
when you first started though,
I mean,
when did
you
have
the
world in
surprise? You
were
sort of in
quite a different
environment with your baby?
Yes, I was.
Hmm?
I was rather, but I won't be hard if
there's
something come wrong.
Maybe
something come wrong.
Oh, it's all right. It's very interesting.
We used to.
You got a wagon?
Hey, mate.
Hey,
you should have the wagon.
We used to have the wagon, and we used to go to the nearest town sometimes.
Yes.
And let us have the wagon. And the villages, we used to go sometimes to the market town. And that's where once I went to this, well, it wasn't a theatre. It was this town hall, and I was doing some plays. I don't remember what it was now. Long time ago, but over here I've seen wonderful plays, wonderful things I have. Oh, it's marvelous. Because I'm so different now. Here's me talking to you in this way, and I can hear myself in a strange kind of way, and I'm saying to myself, now that's not you, Jenny, not as you are now. That's as you was. And you know, it's most funny. It's as if somehow, as I come and I talk to you, as if I'm the old self, and I wouldn't want to stay like that. Oh, not anything. be what I am now, and talk and say things like I can do, not like I was.
Oh,
just funny, your box thing, isn't it? Oh, I don't know what they do with it. It's a very funny business, isn't it? I've heard about you, actually, from several friends who've been to these, what you call them, seances. Oh, yes. Oh, I remember those days in the country. Never knew anything much from the time I was all by the small child. Only the country and the fields and... Ah, well, they were terrible days. People don't know how terrible they were, the people like us.
Very clumsy, wasn't it?
Of course, terrible. Now, I come and I see what goes on in your world. I don't know, I suppose, of course, things are much better for the ordinary people, much better. That's a better border altogether. It is a frightening world. We're all in motor cars and things, and of course, we have none of them. Oh, horrible. Horrible. Shouldn't want to be with you now. Unhappy. Lovely house. Lovely place. Lovely people. Oh, goodness me. I wouldn't come back for nothing. Don't mind coming. Just for a minute. Just a word. Oh, but I wouldn't want to come back and talk and make your life. I shouldn't want that. There you go.
Say, who helped you when this last went over? Who helped you when a flood of
times, as it were. Well, it was a very beautiful lady, I remember, being under the age.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was going to die. I don't know, but I knew I was. And some woman, or two women, actually friends of mine, and one had gone running off to try and get help. The other one was there. And there we was in the age, you know.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to die. I knew, I don't know how I knew, but I knew I was. And it was just as if, I don't know, as if I was twisting away, and I could hear this thing trying to help and comfort, but of course there's nothing they could do under circumstances, and I knew I was going to pass, as you call it, and anyway, I remember sort of losing myself and then finding myself. That's funny, isn't it? And there I was, standing in the field. And I've got this baby in my arms. But I just didn't understand it at all that I should be standing in the middle of this field. And, you know, with a baby, and all around me, I could see miles, it seemed, of country. And yet it was not the same country as I've been used to, but different.
More
difficult? Yes, in a way, but different.
Mm. Yes. Were there trees?
Mm. Well, there was and there wasn't.
Oh.
There were trees, but I knew they weren't real trees. And the countryside wasn't real countryside. And I guess, sort of, deep down inside me, felt lost. Mm. As if I was in a dream. And I had a feeling that I was in a kind of dream. And that all these things would disappear. And the trees were different. I've never seen trees like this at all. They were big trees. And they got great big leaves hanging, long branches. And I learned afterwards that they were trees like you see in foreign parts.
Did there a flower along the door?
No, they were just like these palms.
Oh, I see.
Occasionally I've seen in church, at Easter. And I realized that I was in the same sort of country, but nothing I'd seen before, and yet it wasn't real. And all of a sudden I saw a procession, I thought it was of people, all dressed in beautiful garments, coming up a wide sort of road, and I was coming out of this field, and it seemed as if I was on this road, and then as I was walking towards this crowd of people in all these beautiful colors and clothes, as if something was happening to me, and gradually everything changed, and the old scene was different. and I was standing beside, well, what looked like the sea. And yet it wasn't the sea. I'd never seen the sea. I'd never been to the sea. I'd heard about the sea. But I saw all this great water. And I don't know, I'd read rather from what people had said, you know, that people had read, you know, things, people had read books sometimes, you know. And we used to have someone who sometimes used to read to us, and it sounded as if I was in some foreign part, and it sort of tallied with what I heard about Jesus and Galilee. And there was a lot of people all standing and listening, and up on the sort of rocks, there was this man, beautiful man, with beautiful black hair, ever so shiny, and beautiful eyes. And he was sort of talking to these people, and there was a lot of children, and I don't know, I just thought, well, this is what I heard in the church when the man read to us and about Jesus and Galilee, and oh, it all seemed to sort of have something to do with him. And I was there with this child of mine, and very sort of, I don't know, all worried, and you know, I didn't know where I was and what I was and who I was. I mean, it was most peculiar. And it was almost all the time I was thinking of what was happening, and yet at the same time I was thinking about myself and the age and my friend and the baby, and oh, I think I must have been in a peculiar sort of state. That's what I learned since. But evidently, I was in this state of mind. And what I was told afterwards, that what I went through then was a sort of, I don't know whether you'd call it a dream, but it was a peculiar state where I was in either one place or the other. Anyway, I was sort of caught up in a way with all these here people that were sitting around and listening to, and I could hear this voice, but it was funny because I could hear the voice. And yet the man didn't appear to be speaking anything. And I sort of feel that I was being drawn towards him. And as I walked forward, people sort of moved aside. And there was great sort of music going on. I don't know what it was, because there were no people there playing any fiddles or anything. And it was as if I was sort of, I don't know, hearing things that weren't being said and hearing things that weren't being played in instruments I didn't see. But it was like beautiful church music, but much better than anything we'd ever had in our church. And I could hear this music getting louder and louder and louder. And I could hear this voice which was calling me to go forward towards the man that was sitting on this rock, and this man looked like, well, not like Jesus, because the pictures I've seen of Jesus, he'd always been a fair blow of that man, you know. And this man was dark, all very dark, with very dark complexion, olive complexion, and very black eyes, very wonderful eyes they were. And his hair was hanging to his shoulder. Oh, and I just felt drawn there. And somehow, as I got nearer and nearer and nearer, I don't know, it's as if everything disappeared. Everything just disappears. And then I woke up in a very nice room with a baby beside me in a very nice room. And there were some various people standing there smiling at me.
There
I was, in bed, the baby in my arms, in this pussy room, and there were several people standing around. People I didn't know, but all seemed so happy and so kind. And I was told that I had arrived, and that all was well, and there was nothing to worry about anymore. That this would be my home, I would be looked after from the child, and that this would be made up to me, but only I'm second if I known, and that this would be my future place in which I'd gradually find a new self, is the way they put it, a new self. I didn't understand. And they said, don't worry. Just be patient and leave everything to us. Just close your eyes and lose yourself. Just be quiet and at peace. And when you come round later, we'll tell you more about everything. But this is not the right moment. Just know that you've come home and you're safe. And so is the baby. And later we'll tell you more about it. Oh, it was wonderful. It was as if in some way this beautiful, beautiful experience, as you say, I had with this beautiful man. And I was told afterwards that this was the Christ manifesting himself as he does. That's the way they put it. And I've learned since many of these things and words and things. Manifesting, they called it, his spirit to those who were coming from the darkness into the light and were being received into the realms of spiritual love. And that this was my reception, they called it, and that all was well. I wasn't to be unhappy anymore, and that my child and I had been given new life in the realms of happiness, as they called it. But as they said, these things, obviously, that I had understand them, but I've learned a lot more since. Much more. But you did ask me about how I can. But I can't say anymore now. It's been rather difficult. I had to get someone to help me, because I felt as if I was drifting away from you. But I'm, done my best. For you, and I try and come again to tell you what, you know, how things have been shaped by my coming. But I can say that this business of dying, well, nothing much to it, really. I suppose it's natural. We all fear it, and on your side, but it's natural, and it's, well, not a different, really, in the way of being born. Which in a kind of way, it seems, you know, in a way it was it is. It's like being born again. Like we was told in the old days in the churches. But of course it's natural. Nothing unnatural or strange. No one need worry. I'm beautifully happy. And I'm very much, well, I'm very much more advanced, I suppose, now, obviously. But you did ask me to talk about that, you know, so that's why I tried to get on to my thoughts on the old things, the early things, you see. Anyway, I'll come if I can another time. Yes, I must go. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Thank you,
Ricky. We had to have a great deal towards the end. Bye-bye.
The